Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up? I think my Zoom updated and everything's all weird.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to like click.
Just trying to close all those pop-ups from all those adult sites you be visiting all the time.
You know what? My new business,
like it's 1995
dude.
All over again.
I know. My LimeWire's still up and running and
oh god. Way to out yourself on so many levels. Age, behavior.
Yeah, well, those are good old days, man.
It's Friday. Yay. And I don't know. I had some issues. I'm having some issues with my Stream Deck. It's deleting profiles, which for me is very rough because I have so many very, very specific profiles just for, you know, the individual. Uh-oh, what's going on with Manny's screen?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything. Whoa, what is that?
Yeah, what is that? Did your cat eat your camera cable again?
Everything's fine. I don't think so. Let me check. Hold on. Let's
try turning it off and turning it back on.
Oh, wow. That's classic. Hold on, let's see.
That is legitimately the number one step in all tech-based troubleshooting. See?
There you go. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't know, but yeah, I have all my profiles set for OBS for editing, and now some of them are missing. I'm mad about it. Anyways, hello everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps like Google and Amazon, Apple, things like that. I'm Kyle, that's Manny, and check out our website lrmonline.com every day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions that you don't get from here, and some that you will get from here, but they're also written up there. Celebrity interviews, written reviews, and a whole lot more. Welcome to Friday, and in classic end of week fashion. Not really. It's you know, just a day that ends in Y here. Sony has managed to ruffle my feathers again, Manny.
Was it Disney? Disney's the one with all the news lately. How are you still turning your attention on Sony?
Because
I see who's paying.
They're wanting to do a Spider-Man Noir.
Oh yeah.
Series on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Which on the surface, you're like, that would be cool. I could see it working, especially animated. Maybe go for a real hard PG-13. Even maybe push an R, and do it. And no. It's gonna be live action, because Sony. And it's, you know, grizzled 30s style. Everyone knows Spider-Man Noir from at least Into the Spider-Verse, which was great. Really enjoyed that. Some of you might know him from what was that? Shattered Web or something like that, where with the time travel, Shattered Dimensions, I think was what it was. Anyways, point being, we're going to get Spider-Man Noir live action series. This is from Sony. We know Sony's history. We know what they have coming up with Kraven the Hunter and Madam Web. I hate you, Sony. There's no way it's going to be any good. I don't know. What do you think, Manny?
Here's the thing, unless it's actually just Spider-Man, I really don't care. And also, I've been let down already with Spider-Man films and stuff. The only real thing that I can say that I can chef's kiss for Spider-Man is Into the Spider-Verse and the animated series. I guess Tom Holland's character is pretty good too. And a couple of the villains from the first run. But other than that, whatever. They've messed it up for so many years that it's kind of the norm. Like, if they make something good, that's kind of a surprise. So
yeah, that would be the shocking thing, is if it turns out well. And I mean, how can you guys blame me for immediately having doubts when we just had Morbius? How can you blame me for having doubts when we had Let There Be Carnage and the original Venom? How can you blame me for being skeptical when we had The Amazing Spider-Man 2, The Amazing Spider-Man, and Spider-Man 3? And I know some of you guys really love that stuff, but
yeah,
a lot of us can agree. A lot of us can agree at least half of what I named was bad.
Not
at least half of everyone
of
can agree on
all
that.
Of it. All of it.
Most of us feel all of what I named was pretty bad.
I don't know. It sucks too, yeah. Because like, at least Marvel Studios did a better job with it.
Yeah.
But and that's really where we had kind of the saving grace as far as Spider-Man is concerned. Other than that.
Yeah,
it's always like I said, the only stuff that's ever really been good is the animated stuff. So if they would have made an animated series for Spider-Man Noir, I was like, oh, maybe it's gonna work. But like,
exactly,
like but I'm not invested into Spider-Man enough to even really care about other versions of Spider-Man. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah, seriously, I don't. You know, so if they continue to mess him up,
it's not too much skin off your back.
No,
for me, it's a lot worse because like I said, if they had said animated, I would have had no. We would be sitting here talking way more positive. I would be way more positive, especially considering while I haven't necessarily been into them, they're not bad. Most of the relatively new animated Spider-Man cartoons have been good. I know there's dedicated fans to each one, whether it's Spectacular or I forget the other one. I think it was just called Spider-Man. Anyway, people have their favorites, but none of them that I've seen have just been, you know, outright atrocious. I haven't seen them all, but most of them have had moments that you can watch, enjoy, and go, yeah, that's Spider-Man, you know? The 90s cartoon was great.
Oh, really good.
Spider-Verse. Yeah, the Spider-Verse movie was good. The second one, I'm kind of cautious because the advertising,
same.
And it's only the advertising. Like the premise, the title, the artwork, everything else, I'm down with.
I just wonder. Yeah, I just wonder if it's still going to resonate the same because when we saw it, everything was really brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It was shiny and it was really cool to see. So, okay, so now that we've already seen your animation style and kind of your characters and things, you had awesome Post Malone songs and everything.
And we had live action multi-Spider-Versal stuff as well. So
yeah, so how do you follow that up?
Yeah.
And so, like, because are you just making the same movie? Or what's new? What's fresh? What's really going to draw audiences in? Obviously, good storytelling would be a good place to start. I'm not being pessimistic about it, but just still, like you said, got a little bit of caution to it because, I mean, it is Sony. So
exactly, and that's what it all comes down to. I mean, like I said, animated, they've got a better track record, and because it's generally cheaper than live action, a lot of animation kind of gets to go under the radar of executives a bit, and we all know how executives at Sony like to fiddle with things. They're not the only studio that has that problem, but God, I hope it's good. I don't have any actual expectations, but there's always hope.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's it, man. That was my one. No, wait, the Disney stuff. That's right. We got to talk about the Disney stuff. Breaking Geek Radio will also be talking about some of this Disney stuff. But Manny and I, you know, live off of the business side of things. And Disney's business is not doing so hot. We're expecting upwards of 7,000 layoffs. In the near future, we are looking at, I think Iger said, dramatic changes or extreme changes or something like that. Big deal on upcoming changes. A $5.5 billion reduction in costs is what Iger is aiming for at the same time as he's looking for and training his eventual replacement. And all of this, guys, we can really point to a couple of things. One, yes, the pandemic, but two, and most importantly, has been the consumption methods and the sustainability of Disney Plus, which also lost subscribers, guys, for the first time. It lost 2.4 million. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of this was due to some issues with Disney Plus Hotstar.
Yeah, it's international.
International, but regardless, that's the thing about subscription services is it's not locked in. It's not locked in over the long term, like a 2-year contract with your cable or satellite company where Disney's going to get that money, you know, essentially regardless. Or they get a fat check when you pay the cancellation fee. It's kind of messed up. What you feeling about this, Manny, having talked about it and continuously over the last couple of years.
I think you could also add a third factor, one that they're not really talking about too much, but is also particularly important. The Fox deal. I also think that the Fox deal hasn't necessarily gone the way that they wanted it to, because if you really think about it, they haven't really got their value for anything. Mm-mm. They had a couple of besides Avatar.
It was, what, $45 billion, I think?
I don't purchase. Remember. Besides Avatar, which did very well, of course, and kind of, you know,
71.3.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a whole lot more. They really haven't got their value out of it. They haven't tapped into really any of the supposed Marvel characters that they wanted to. They haven't done anything yet with the Planet of the Apes series that they wanted to do. I mean, they barely scratched the surface of The Simpsons, which is
kind of... We've got some casting news from Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, but that's about it.
Yeah, and that's still ways away. You made a Prey movie, which great, but it was good. I'm not saying it wasn't, but... you really haven't got anything back out of it. If anything, you've still lost money on the deal, I believe. I think so. What did you do with Home? You did Home Alone, yeah, but what was that? and a couple of other projects. And then it's not like you could even use The Simpsons for your theme park attractions or anything, because currently Universal still has Universal rides. Yeah. So
it's a fun ride too, The Simpsons.
No, Simpsons screw ride. That ride.
It's a fun ride. I know it took down.
Yeah, it took down to Back to the Future. I know. Absolutely.
I was
garbage.
My wife and I my wife and I were some of the last people to ride Back to the Future because they tore it down. I believe it was the visit we were there for our honeymoon. It went down like a day or two after we left. So yeah. Anyways, it's fun.
Yeah. So so that's part of it. And then one thing you didn't mention is also, well, because of these the kinds of things. So because of streaming and all this stuff, so what do they gotta do? They gotta make adjustments. Mm-hmm. Which also means that they're laying off 7,000 people.
7,000.
7,000
jobs. 3%. Both stories today have come out of Variety. For those that haven't been watching, I need to make sure I do call out the sources audibly as well.
How much was Warner Brothers trying to slash? In savings. Like five.
Oh, yeah. They were originally like 3.5. Yeah.
Okay, well, Disney's trying to slash 5.5 billion.
Yep.
So, and so anyone who wanted to do the whole Simpsons Nelson thing, point the finger and laugh, can go ahead now and point it back at them, because it's the same exact thing. And it's worse for them too, because, and I hate this, I hate their metrics that they use for, comparing streaming services, because they just put Disney, and Disney includes Disney Plus, Hulu, yeah, and ESPN Plus. And if you put all those three numbers together, then technically they're bigger than Netflix, but they're not. They're absolutely not. It's just one of those things where you kind of put lipstick on a pig and try to make it look as cute as possible for PR purposes. It almost feels like, you know, when like parts of the mall are falling apart and they put a wall in front of that section.
Yes.
Just so like, it's like, hey, there's nothing wrong back here, and there's actually nothing back there. It's just rotting away. I feel like that's Disney right now. Like they're trying to like hold it together and pretend like, hey, everything's great. Like we're doing fine. I mean, the one thing they did say is that they are still, they still think they're going to be turning a profit on Disney Plus in 2024.
Dramatically decreasing the amount of new exclusive content for it by putting things both on Disney Plus and Disney owned over the air / premium television channels.
But you see that Warner Brothers at least is kind of getting smart with their properties, where they took a lot of stuff off of HBO Max. Mm-hmm. And now you're starting to see it pop up at other streaming services because you've licensed it to other places.
Yep.
And you can make some money off of it.
Yep.
So while the model may not be something that is at first appealing, now it's kind of, oh, it's all kind of makes sense. So it's interesting because like everyone wanted to say about how terrible Warner Brothers was, and the only reason I bring it up like that is because they're going through the same damn thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's not worse.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And yes. And that's that they don't have theme parks and other types of revenue.
Well, I mean, they've got some licensed stuff that they
close as all the theme parks the that they have.
Yeah,
and I get it. Yeah. Your business accounts don't overlap, where it's just one big pool of money where Uncle Scrooge is diving into. But I mean, it's to the point where like Bob Iger in a Deadline article told CNBC that he's open to selling Hulu.
Wow!
Like what? Like what? Like what world do we live in where now Disney is open to selling things? Like you see what I'm saying? It's hey, but you know what? It's all good, man. We're getting a Toy Story 5, we're getting a Frozen 3, and we're getting a Zootopia 2. So
we're getting a whole and look, I'm a big fan of Zootopia. I don't care about Frozen and Toy Story. I mean, how many times can they give it the perfect ending?
As fans have said, they did the first time when Andy was going to college.
Yeah.
That was,
and then
that
I was heard the 4 movie. Was really, really amazing. And then people didn't think, you know, they would ever come back, and yet here we are. So
yeah. You need to let those toys go.
Yeah, right. Like, but the point being is something you had brought up, how Disney had been treating animation over the last few years, but also the whole nostalgia franchise thing. Mm-hmm. You had Lightyear and Strange Lightyear, which is Toy Story adjacent, but they ripped everything about Toy Story out of it, and people didn't quite care for it. But you had a Strange World, which was original, didn't do so hot. They're going back to something safe, tickling people's nostalgia mm-hmm. brains, and these will all go into theaters and make relative bank.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's frustrating. Your guys' consumption methods have necessitated this, you know?
And then the model of when am I going to theaters has also made it easy for them to make the decisions to let's just make another Frozen because we know that works. Let's just make another Toy Story because everybody loves Woody and Buzz. And we know they hate Lightyear. So
yep. Well, you know, it's not just the consumption of only the nostalgia and the franchise and the sequel bit of things. It's also how studios can make money and get people back into theaters, because again, that's where you make so much more money than you do off of the subscriptions fees, especially when people can drop out after a month or two of watching whatever show they wanted until the next season, as people do password sharing and things like that. And dear God, how dare you expect people not in the same house to pay for their own services? You couldn't share your cable service back in the day mm-hmm. with your kid. So I don't know why. I mean, I guess you kind of can with the cable streaming thing, but usually they try to lock that in with like location services.
Yeah,
but
they usually lock that with Wi-Fi, actually. If you're not hooked up to your home Wi-Fi, you have limited access.
So and you know, the thing is as great as streaming is, it's really, really bad for businesses because of piracy, especially very quick release to streaming. When things are available really fast, you get a group of people that are willing to wait. And not only do you get the group of people that are willing to wait, but the group of people that are willing to wait and won't pay for anything. And now you've got these immediate day zero, you know, day one, whatever you want to phrase it, launches of things that are up on streaming, full HD, 4K, relatively good audio, rip it all right there. Someone posts it online. And there's no more home video sales, no more rental sales. There's nothing. I mean,
how much could they have made out of making Mandalorian?
Home video? I'd buy it.
What about Andor home videos?
I'd buy it.
Blu-rays, you know.
Put extras on there. I'm buying it.
WandaVision.
Because when
completists.
Yeah, well, not just that, but when this stuff goes down, when the internet is down, if I still have power, I can watch content. Mm-hmm. I've got hundreds of DVDs, dozens and dozens of Blu-ray discs, all to watch when the internet goes down.
I've got a generator or
power, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but what we're talking about now is Disney making money and not.
Well, yeah,
not
but
your survival.
It's twice the benefit. You get something, not just the physical copy to use in austere situations, if you will, but you also provide the content creator with money to do what? Create more content. Guys, $5.5 billion. How much do you think the entire C-suite payroll is? You can take it all. You're not going to make a dent in what they're trying to erase. $5.5 billion. Streaming is great for the consumer. More shit for less money, but that doesn't math for business. And I'm hoping that, especially over there in the gaming world, I'm hoping you guys understand this same situation, because it's coming for gaming. The only thing gaming has that movies don't, movies and television don't, is micro transactions. That's it. That's what they've got to lure you into actually spending more money than you would have if you had just bought the damn game at regular cost. I mean, really, in the end, it's going to be worse. And not only that, it'll water gaming down. Worse than the content got watered down on from Marvel Studios on Disney Plus, trying to fill enough programming to keep you subscribed. And you think AMC charging by sightline is the worst thing? Just wait until your streaming services are just like cable, and you have to. The only way to get ad-free will be to do a 1 or 2 year contract. It won't even be discounts anymore to pay for a year at a time. Why do you think they offer you that? So they can get as much money up front as possible, and you're not dumping it in between seasons of Bad Batch.
Why would you subscribe just for Bad Batch? Season 2 has been terrible.
It has been. It was just kind of me joking about it. Like, I did see someone today say Bad Batch is better than Andor.
They can
throttle them.
Shoot, but, I wanted to say something right now.
No violence.
No, all the violence. Give them all the violence.
for legal purposes, no violence.
This person probably also likes She-Hulk and also thinks that the prequels are
they are prequel fans
fans, and they also probably love all of the new movies and think that a Rey storyline was actually
most prequel fans aren't huge sequel fans. It's like the one thing I can agree with most prequel fans.
Whoever this person is obviously challenged. Media wise. Yeah.
Okay. Nice recovery. I guess I'm done with my rant there, guys. You guys, if you want content, again, it's not me simping for Disney.
The thing is, our content is going to get worse. That's kind of the problem.
Exactly.
You see what's happening to the quality of things at Disneyland as they come out. Like, what really is Avengers, the Avengers area?
Yeah.
What really is that other than a place to really walk through and it's they're right. I don't know. It just seems like lately, some of their attractions are very much Six Flags level rides, which
not what you expect from.
Sorry to say this, but unless it's a roller coaster. Six Flags rides are always kind of sucks. League ride.
All I care about are the thrill rides.
The roller coasters are always great. I love roller coasters. But I could even say that right now, I 100% prefer Universal, because their experience is just a better movie experience, I think. Because I can give a damn about Mickey Mouse. I like movies. I love them fine. I still think Beauty and the Beast is one of my favorite animated films of all time, but still, they always want to pretend like they're the big dog and they don't have the same issues as everybody else because the magic, and it's like, no, the magic is that you're sweeping it under the rug, but there's a big bulge under there, and I think it's starting to come out of the side. It sucks. Yeah,
you said big bulge.
Wow, way to be way to be 11.
Bulge. Yeah, well, duh. have to balance the high big intelligence big brain level conversation of intricate entertainment business stuff with a penis joke. I mean, that's just life, man. Yeah. Everything's got to be perfectly balanced.
So, big day today, as we are getting a Fast X trailer,
mm-hmm.
and we are also getting a tease to the Flash trailer,
which will hit on Super Bowl.
Yeah, which is weird. Like since when do we do that? Like do teases for the trailer, like. Who are we?
Dude, we put a 5-second teaser for the trailer in front of the trailer.
That's true.
And now the trailer for Fast X, like, why?
You know what? There's nothing more that grinds my gears and I find really extremely stupid than an ad before I watch a trailer. Because I'm technically watching an ad.
I agree. And
I get so mad at YouTube because it's like, I'm watching an ad. Like, leave me alone. And then the other thing for today also is a special edition of The Last of Us.
Right. So it doesn't interfere with the Super Bowl.
Which it shouldn't anyway, because it's on a streaming service.
It drops on HBO.
Oh, you know what? Does it really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's why it doesn't come out until 9 p.m. on streaming, is because that's when it hits HBO.
Oh, we get it at 6 o'clock. Oh, so okay.
Well, yeah, 6 for you guys, 9 for us East Coasters.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, like
the original, not really original Americans, but the original British American descendants from other Europeans with Spanish and German. We started on the East Coast. Go get bent.
Yeah, but you guys were so hell bent on making it to the best coast.
And also, right? Apparently we were getting really, really stupid for the desert too, because we settled there. And as someone that loves the desert in modern times with AC and refrigeration, great. But how people did that before all that? Nope. Anyways.
No idea. But there was gold, I guess, so whatever.
Yeah, gold's cool.
So, I know we're going to have to wrap this up, but before we do, I want to give a special shout out to one of the creators. Actually, no, not one of them. The creator of, I don't know if you ever heard of this show. I found it. It was actually really cool. Adult Swim, Ballmasters 9009. Christy Caracas. I talked with him on Wednesday. Turns out he's a fan of LRM. He's a fan of this genreverse, and he watches and listens to us all the time. I think he listens to anime stuff too, because he's a big anime fan. So a big shout out to him. And yeah.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up there so I can get over to the Breaking Geek side of things. Lots of content here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network. AVR for anime reviews, the Cantina for Star Wars stuff. There will be a Marvel Multiverse Mayhem for Ant-Man and the Wasp Thursday night, Friday morning, sometime around there. Of course, daily Cup of Genre, Breaking Geek Radio, and the YouTube channel also gets anime reactions on AVR Squared and trailer reactions on Genre Shot. All of the podcasts are available on your favorite podcast apps, most popular podcast apps out there. And of course, the website lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Manny, anything else?
I get to go to work today, and there's going to be 7 puppies there. So
nice.
Get bent, everyone. Especially if you liked that batch better than Andor, because you are insane. You are the reason why we kept getting bad Star Wars content.
Oh, bye, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.